Thank you so much. Appreciate the good singing this morning from the first song until the last. Songs that magnify and lift up the name of Jesus. That's what it's all about. I don't know if you think much about it, but we're so blessed here at our church for the talent God has given us. Not only talent, but used for God's glory that bring honor to Him. It's not about man. It's not about anything we could ever do. It's all about Jesus. And songs that lift up the name of Jesus, God will honor and He will bless. Homecoming Day. I've been here 21 and a half years or so, and the former pastor was here 25 years. So normally on Homecoming Day, we look to pastors that used to pastor here, but they've all gone home to be with the Lord. When I came, there was three left, and they've all gone home to be with the Lord. But then, since I've been here, the Lord has called many preachers to preach, and God has sent them out to pastor, to be missionaries across the world. And so we're starting to dig into those now. And it's a lot to ask a pastor to leave his home church pulpit to come preach somewhere else on a Sunday morning. But Brother Rick Phillips has agreed to do that. Brother Rick, if you'll come at this time, we're honored to have you back home with us. You and Miss Kathy. Kathy, are you here? Back there in the back, her usual seat. Love you, Kathy. Hey, nothing bad about that. I didn't mean that bad, but we appreciate Sister Kathy. She and I can go on with each other. We have for many years. And Brother Rick, it's good to have you home with us, pastor of Locust Grove.
Pleasant Grove.
And we appreciate him, what, about 3 years now?
Well, actually, just a little over a year.
Seems like a long time. We appreciate you, brother.
Bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. It's certainly good to be back at Fletcher this morning. It's good to be home. If we left here right now, I could say that it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. The music, the singing, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, enjoyed seeing a lot of familiar faces that we don't see real often anymore. You know, one thing I have, and I'm starting to wonder if I'm getting old now, because anymore I don't get so much excited about things anymore as I do people. You know, when I see family and friends, you know, things might be exciting for a short time, but they lose their luster. They lose their allure. But people, but friends, but family, you know, it never grows old. And I'm thankful this morning that there is so many people, so many of you gathered here this morning, that we're going to be together for a long time. You know, in God's people, you know, I enjoy meeting people, always have. I enjoy talking to people. Lord has blessed me to be able to meet a lot of His people across the land as we've preached in different churches before we went up to Pleasant Grove. And I tell people, you know, I want to meet as many people as I can down here so when I get to heaven, there won't be a whole lot of strangers. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of them, but they won't be strangers. They'll just be family members that I have not met yet. The scripture we're going to be reading this morning, we'll be starting with, is found in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Again, we're thankful. We're honored by the fact that Pastor Roy would ask us to come this morning and bring the message on homecoming morning. We're so thankful for the privilege of being able to be back home this morning. And, you know, we appreciate what the Lord did here. You know, a lot of things I have learned in the past year. I still don't know anything, but I've learned a whole lot. Now, that may not make sense to you, but if you'll think about it a little bit, that'll kind of tell you where I was at before that year started. But in Hebrews chapter 11, we'll be starting with verse 8. Hebrews chapter 11, start with verse 8. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8 says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to be back at Fletcher this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the memories we have of Fletcher. We thank you for the things that you taught us here. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for your presence that we have already felt here this morning. Lord, we pray your blessings on this church, on Pastor Roy. And God, we're looking forward excitedly to the day when you return, Lord, when you call your church out. And God, I pray you'd help us that we would be found faithful, Lord Jesus, in your service. Lord, of telling lost men and women, boys and girls, Father, that they don't have to go out into eternity not knowing you. Father, I pray for the ministry of this church, Lord, that you would touch and bless. I pray, God, that you would lead and guide and help them, Lord, that they, it is your church, the whole church, all across this country and around the world, Father, that we would be faithful to do what you told your disciples. You said, go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for these things we ask in thy name I pray. Amen. This is very familiar scripture, but the part we want to focus on this morning is in verse 10. Again, it says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I want to speak to you just for a little while this morning on the thought, searching for home. Searching for home. You might say, well, Rick, you know, I don't have to search for home. I know where home is. Well, we're going to look at that from a little bit different angle this morning. I know I live, the place I live over here in Hooper's Creek, you know, that's where I call home. But you see, that's just a temporary dwelling for me right now, because one of these days, I'm going to be residing in a place, well, where the scripture says, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has in store for those who love him. I'm promised that this morning. You say, well, what do you mean you're promised that? You see, the scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, folks, that was taken care of a long time ago. I thank the Lord for the day he touched my heart and showed me that I was lost and that I needed him in my life. You see, I had grown up in church. You know, I was what I considered to be a pretty good fella. You know, I could quote a few verses. You know, I could, I was what I call a chameleon. And I used to say chameleon Christian, but that would not be a true statement because I was not a Christian. You know, I could go to church on Sunday and I could act like, you know, boy, I was ready to fly off to heaven. Come Monday morning, I was anything but ready to fly off to heaven. But I'm thankful for the Saturday afternoon when God touched my heart and showed me I was lost. You see, the thing, you can't get saved until you get lost. You would be surprised how many people there are who will be insulted if you tell them they are a sinner. Have you ever been talking to anyone and said something about being a sinner? I have had some people tell me, you know, rather clearly, you know, don't call me a sinner. I said, sir or ma'am, I don't call you a sinner. The Bible does. You see, Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A-double-L, every one without exception. You see, this morning we read here about it says, Abraham, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You know, as we travel through this life, I'm talking about a Christian. As we travel through this life, and this morning we had the privilege to be with the guys in the Sunday school class we used to be a part of, and we talked about things that's going on in the world today. And it just seems like a different world from what I remember just a few years ago when I grew up. Now, I'm not all that old. Y'all don't look like it. I mean, the things have changed a whole lot. To some of you, we won't go into that. But anyway, you know, this world has changed drastically. You know, used to people who will have reverence for the gospel, for the word. People have reverence for the house of God. And we see that going away a whole lot in our day. We see that people, you know, they're wide open, trying their best to find something and don't know what they're looking for in many cases. They think that this will make them happy or that will make them happy or just one more possession, one more thing, whatever, one more relationship, whatever the case may be, and that will make me happy. And guess what? We're living in a society today that's full of empty people Because when they're looking to trying to find happiness, you're never going to find it. It's just like the carrot on the stick, you know that keep moving out in front of you. It's just like I was watching a few years. I don't normally do this, but I just happened to be watching on television one day a horse race. And I noticed they had this little rabbit on a track running around the track in the horse, dog race. And I was intrigued by the fact that the dogs were chasing after this rabbit, and then they were never going to catch it, but they run around that track. And see, folks, our world today, Satan has his rabbit running on the track, and people are trying their best to catch that rabbit and wearing themselves out, and many of them are dying and dropping into hell in the meantime. The Bible says Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. Abraham was not looking for a city like Fletcher, Asheville, Hendersonville. He was looking for the city. Let's turn over to Genesis. This morning we're going to look at the scripture where that God called him. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. We'll read the first three verses. Genesis chapter 12. Lord, the scripture says, "Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will shew thee, and I will make of thee a great nation and will bless them that bless thee." "I will make of thee a great nation and will bless thee and will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." You know the story. God called Abraham. It was before he became Abraham. He called, he was living in Ur of the Chaldees, which is, roughly area roughly 200 miles above the Persian Gulf over in the Middle East as we know it today. God called him and told him to leave his family, to get away from his family and his home. And the amazing thing to me is we see that Abraham, or Abram as he was known, packed up his possessions and left. For God to ask you to leave your home, your family, and go, and he's not even telling you where you're going, he just said go. When a person is saved, God doesn't tell us everything that's going to happen to us down through our life. But one thing he does tell us, over Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, he says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." What difference does it make where a person is at, long as the presence of God is with them? You see, God is able to provide whatever need we might have. I know sometimes myself, I have to ask the Lord to forgive me when things aren't working out exactly the way I think they should. But you see, I know. I have found that even things that I know up here sometimes, I find myself wondering and maybe even doubting sometimes in here if God's going to do it. But you know what? God still loves me. Of that I'm sure. God has promised me, we just quoted the verse, that he would never leave me. So I attribute that to weakness on my own part. Things can happen in this life that we have no explanation for. We see that from time to time. I talk to people many times now, and I had a person that come talk to me just recently and said, "I just don't really understand. There's things going on in my life. I don't understand. It seems like one thing happens right after the next. There's one problem after another problem after another problem, and I don't understand what's going on." And so, sometimes I even wonder if I'm saved or not. And as we talked a few minutes, I said, "Well, let me share something with you. I actually would be more concerned or more worried about a person that tells me that they never have a problem. Their life's just going right along smoothly. They don't have any problems. They don't have any troubles. They don't have any trials. I would be more worried about that person not being saved than I would somebody who has continuous problems. Because, you see, Satan don't bother the ones he's got. It's the ones who belong to the Lord. There's nothing he can do about that. But what he can do is he can put obstacles in your path to try to keep you from sharing your faith with the lost people around you. That's his goal. That's what he desires to do. And here, as we see in this scripture, let me just mention something especially. Verse 3 says, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee." It would do well for our nation, as well as Hamas, the Palestinians, Hezbollah, Iran, and every other nation on the earth, to read that verse and take it to heart. Because you see, he was speaking to Abraham here, but you see, the nation of Israel are descendants of Abraham, so that verse still applies to them today. They're not just fighting against the Israelis.